Welcome to Plays That Change the Game right here on Giants.com. I'm John Schmelk. We're joined by former Giants center and now broadcaster for NFL Network and Giants.com, Shona Harris. Shona, how you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for that nice plug, John.
No problem. And a very disappointing loss for the Giants. They dropped to 0-6 on the season. Let's take a look at four plays that really could have changed the outcome of this ball game. We start in the first quarter. Third play of the game for the Giants, Eli Manning looking for Reuben Randle, and disaster ensues.
Yeah, John, you know, this is not the way you want to start the football game for the New York Giants, and we all know what's gone on this year with the interceptions, and for this to happen so early on the game. But let's break this down here real quick. All right. So basically, the Bears are bringing pressure. They're bringing in nickel Sam. And as you can see right here, this looks like an easy interception here. He just steps in front of the football. Eli's trying to make a play, and it looks like he and Reuben Randle are on different pages. I'm going to show you the end zone copy here because great hustle by Will Beattie right there to make the tackle, by the way. I'll give him a shout-out. But here you see the nickel Sam coming off the right edge. Now, the center, the right guard, and the right tackle are supposed to be sliding to the nickel Sam. Okay, they are responsible for 99, the defensive end, and the nickel Sam. And you can see here they're not all on the same page. Therefore, this guy is free. Eli feels that pressure. He slides to the left. And watch this throw. This is like a fadeaway throw, John. He's throwing off his back foot. And that's why I think this play ends up in an interception, because he's trying to make this throw, get the ball out, and he throws the ball. I'm just going to run this back real quick, John, because here's what I want to show you. I think Eli tried to make this play happen, and here's where he should have gone with the football. Look at Brandon Myers right there, okay? When Eli's ready to throw this football, he should have thrown the ball to Brandon Myers, because Brandon Myers broke it hot. And he was ready for the ball. Reuben Randle was not ready. He was not out of his break yet. So Eli was just trying to do too much right there. He can't make a bad play worse.
Now, Sean, the Giants did manage to hold the Bears on a fourth down stand there. For play number two, let's jump now to the second quarter. The game is tied at 14. The Bears are in the red zone. They have it on the Giants 3. Big surprise. They go to the big-time wide receiver, Brandon Marshall.
Yeah, John, newsflash. They're going to Brandon Marshall. He's big. He's strong. He's very athletic. And really, it's a great throw by Jay Cutler. And let me show you the defense here. Terrell Thomas, actually, I thought he did a great job on this play because he gets his hands on Brandon Marshall right now. But here's what you'll see. He doesn't let him get a free release. But Brandon Marshall, he's just watching. Look at him. He and Jay Cutler are having a staring contest right now. And Jay Cutler says, okay, Terrell Thomas, if that's the way that you're going to play Brandon Marshall, I'm just going to throw the ball low and away where only he can get it. Had Terrell Thomas let him get off the ball a little bit more, he would have thrown it to the back pylon for a corner fade. So I thought T2 did a good job being physical, but that's just an easy play for Jay Cutler and Brandon Marshall. They've done it time and time again, like you said. That's something that you see when you break down the film of the Chicago Bears. When they're in the red zone, he's going to find Brandon Marshall. You've got to double cover that guy.
All right, Sean, now for the next play. It's 27-21. Let's jump to the third quarter. The Bears have the football, and John Beeson, a guy that was with the Giants for only a week, less than that even, before this game, played nearly every snap on defense, and here he makes a play on Matt Forte.
Yeah, it's pretty impressive that a guy can come from another team and step onto the field and play every snap, like you said, John. John Beeson is a pro. I played with him in the Pro Bowl. I've played against him. He's very athletic, and he shows his vision right now. He shows his instinct. And this is just a simple counter, weak side counter play. And I got to point out right here, John, Mathias Kiwanuka does a great job of penetration right here. He bumps into Kyle Long, the guard, knocks him off of his path, and then he even slows down, bows the fullback back. So Kiwanuka with a great job of penetration. But watch John Beeson. He reads the pulling guard. He reads the fullback away. Great vision, great instincts right here. Antro Roll does a good job coming down and filling the gap from the safety role. But John Beeson with a great tackle right here. I think he's a great addition to this defense, to this linebacking core. I mentioned how athletic he is. I also like John Beeson's attitude. I like his mentality. I think he brings some more leadership. So now it's not just on Antro Roll in the safeties and with Justin Tuck and Kiwanuka up front. I think Beeson fills a void there as well.
And you would think, coming off of two very serious injuries, an Achilles, a microfracture surgery, that he'll be limited athletically. But he was running sideline to sideline, tracking down Matt Forte on some sweep plays as well.
Yeah, you know what, John? Here's what I attribute that to. John Beeson is motivated. When you have a team that trades you, and coming off of injuries, he's motivated to prove to everybody that he's healthy. He wants to get back to that Pro Bowl status that he was playing at for so many years. But then also, when you come to a new team, now you realize, I have to prove to everybody in this locker room and everybody in this building that I belong and that I deserve what you traded for. And that's what he's out there motivated right now. He wants to get a win, but he also wants to prove that he's an elite linebacker in this league.
And Sean, there we saw the Giants stopping the run. Now we're going to see the Giants running the ball, which really is a nice change. They got over 100 yards as a team for the first time this year, and Brandon Jacobs was a big part of that. Let's go to the fourth quarter, 9:33 to play.
It was great to see Brandon, John, running the way that he used to. And, you know, it really looked like Brandon Jacobs of 2008. And so I loved Brandon Jacobs towards the end of the game, wearing down defenses. And you can see right here, we have Bear Pascoe coming over motion. I have to point out that Will Beatty and Bear Pascoe do a great job right here. We've got Bear Pascoe on a Chicago Bear, Bear on Bear. But look at the movement they get on Julius Peppers right here. All right, that is what sparks this run initially. Now, Brandon Jacobs did a great job, I thought, being very patient. We see Dave Deal came around on the pole. Brandon Jacobs is very patient right here, does a great job with the vision. Now, John, early on in the game, Conte came down here and delivered a blow to Brandon Jacobs, and actually he accepted the blow. And now we see here, later on in the game, this is the Brandon Jacobs effect right here. All right, nobody wants to take him on because he is a runaway train. And so we saw defenders bouncing off him in the first half. Now in the second half, as the game is winding down, defenders are not trying to tackle Brandon Jacobs up high. They're trying to dive at his ankles. That's the Brandon Jacobs effect that we all came to love and know for a long time. It's great to see him get back on track. We need him to do that more often. If you're the New York Giants saying offensively, here's what we need going into the game, we need Brandon Jacobs to have that physical factor so that we can run the ball on first down effectively, get us into third and short, and improve our third down efficiency.
Now, Sean, I want to go back to this play one more time. And one of the new additions for the Giants made a big block on this play. John Connor gets in there and really puts a great block on the linebacker to open this up.
John, great point. And here's John Connor. Come with me if you want to live. All right, he does a great job on the Sam linebacker right here. Low man wins, and essentially he ends up taking out two guys because Bostic, 57, the linebacker right here, he gets caught up in the wash. And this is the Giants' power running game. That's what they want. They have to find a way to get John Connor on the field in the run game, but also get him involved in the pass game because you can't just say every time he comes on the field, we're going to run the football. So he provides a new element for this offense.
Hasta la vista to those two Bear linebackers. Sean, we appreciate the time.
All right, thanks, John.
All right, that's all the time we have for Plays That Change the Game right here on Giants.com. For Sean O'Hara, I'm John Schmelk. We'll see you next time.